Planeta bolilor rare.
Hello, I'm Dan Alexandru and I welcome you to another edition of the Planet of Rare Diseases. Today, we will talk with Barbara Poli from Italy. She is the Vice President of Anridia Europe. Anridia is a very rare disease and every family affected is often alone to face the diagnosis. Anridia Europe, the Federation of European Anridia Associations and Representatives, has been founded to change this situation. Their objectives are to collaborate in spreading proper and correct information on Anridia and the best available treatments, support and inspire research by creating scientific interest on Anridia and associated illnesses, and connecting professionals both at local and international level, promote the development of national and international guidelines on Anridia, and encourage people affected by Anridia to create associations in other countries. The Federation includes 10 associations as full members: Bulgaria, Finland, France, Germany, Italy, Norway, Russia, Spain, Sweden, and the UK, and 8 reference persons as affiliated members: Belgium, Croatia, Denmark, Iceland, Greece, Poland, Portugal, Serbia, and Switzerland. There are also contacts with patients in Hungary, Kazakhstan, Lithuania, Malta, Moldova, the Netherlands, Romania, Ukraine, Belarus, and Turkey. Barbara was interviewed recently by Dorica Dana at the Summer School for Registries in Rome. Let's listen to her story.
Welcome to Radio Noro, the voice of patients. I would like to introduce for our listeners.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Barbara Poli and I come from Italy. I am a mother of a son with aniridia. Aniridia is an ocular disease that implies the lack of the iris and many other associated conditions such as glaucoma or cataract or corneal disorders, so that most patients have a severely reduced vision and are quite likely to become blind during their lifetime.
Are you involved in any kind of activities at European level?
Yes, first we started the National Association in 2003, but quite soon we were in contact with other national associations in Spain or in France, and then in Germany or in the Scandinavian countries. So at one point we decided that we could form a federation of associations for the benefit of all patients with aniridia in Europe.
What kind of projects did you develop until now that you are content with the achievements?
Well, we have been working on many fields. One is to collect all the clinical information about the disease, because as it is very common for rare diseases, the knowledge is very scarce and scattered. So the first thing we wanted to do is to gather all the information we could find, and this was done in different ways. For example, in Spain and in Italy, we were able to develop guidelines, clinical guidelines, together with a scientific committee of doctors and researchers. And then these guidelines were also translated into English so that they became available for all the community in Europe. And then, more specifically, as a European Federation, we organized so far 3 conferences every second year. The first one in 2012 was in Oslo in Norway, then the second one was in Venice in Italy, and the third one was in Germany in Duisburg. And we convey the all the European, doctors from the different European countries, but also from the United States and Canada, to talk about aniridia, to share their expertise, and to foster the possibility of having a research project in this field.
What do you think, which are the main opportunities or the main challenges now in Europe for patients with your disease or with rare disease?
Well,
let's start with opportunities.
Yes. Well, the opportunity is that there are many projects and many ideas about building new knowledge on rare diseases in Europe. So we are participating to, for example, we are a member of EURORDIS, the Federation of the Alliance of Rare Diseases in Europe, and we participate regularly to all the activities. And we are also part of the EPAG, that is the European Patient Advisory Group, that is close to the European Reference Network, as they have been designed by the European Commission. So we try to be active in participating for the benefit of all patients, because when you are in this kind of context, you do not participate only for your own disease, but for all the patients with rare diseases. So we try to play an active role to contribute as much as we can to these developments.
And which are the main challenges?
Well, the main challenges is, on a personal point of view, all the patients with aniridia experience the loneliness of not being recognized by most doctors. For example, it was a thing that just happened a few days ago. There is a person that needs a surgery, and the hospital she was addressed to, they don't know exactly the surgical technique, in spite of the fact that we have clinical guidelines. So one very difficult thing is to bring the already existing knowledge into effect in the real life for patients. And so it is not enough reaching the scientific level. You also have to translate this knowledge into the real life. So this is a big challenge for patients. And obviously there are all the challenges that are connected with being a disabled person, in a person in this case with a visual impairment, for social integration in school or in work and all in social life in general. So these are challenges that are common not only to people with aniridia, but all the people with visual impairment and affected by a rare disease.
What do you think about integrated care for rare disease patients, for disabled people also?
Yes, this is
talking about social needs and medical needs and
yes, this is a
needs.
Tricky issue, because we live a kind of a contradiction. On one hand, we need a very strong expertise, because rare diseases are not widely known, and so we need to have a group of doctors around Europe that know what they are talking about. And so you need a very strong expertise, and this is not realistic that we can have this expertise in every single town, on every single region in Europe. On the other hand, the medical assistance and the social care should be very near to the patient. So this is something we have been talking for years right now, because we think that we should develop an integrated model where the person can have a continuous and full assistance in near home, and benefit from the expertise that could be created in some center. So combining the two needs for having a strong expertise in some spots in Europe and then having this knowledge disseminated on the territory near the patients.
Okay, do you have a message for our listeners at Radio Nuro or for our patients with aniridia in Romania, which are a few because they are not organized or they are not recognized or they don't want to be recognized?
Oh, well, a message for everybody is never give up. And never think that if you have a disease, this is your fault. This is not. And you have to believe that you have the same dignity as everyone else. So this is a message for everybody. Specifically for patients with aniridia in Romania, I would say that they are very well welcome. And even if they don't think they can form a national association, they can still stay in contact. If they want to put some information for patients in Romania on our website, they are very well welcome, and we will appreciate the contribution.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Bye.
Good luck.
I'm Dan Alexandru and I thank you for tuning in to Radio Nuro's Planet of Rare Diseases show. I hope we will see you again next week.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.